Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All praise is to the one to whom all dignity, honor and glory due, the unique with perfect attributes. He begets not, nor was he begotten. He has no equal, but he is the Almighty. All affairs are managed according to his wisdom, and there is no support with him. I testify that there is nothing worthy of worship except Allah, to whom belongs all the praise, and he has power over all things. I testify that Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is his servant and messenger, who was sent as a warner and as a lamp, giving the light of guidance and as a caller to Allah. May the blessings of Allah be upon him, his family and his companions, and those who follow them sincerely until the resurrection day. Amen. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Inshallah, today we will have message number 12 of the Messages of Hope, and inshallah the title of today, Why I Am Not a Lucky Person. Today, inshallah, we will continue to learn about the white heart, the sound, believing, soft, united, fearful of Allah, comfortable hearts, and the hearts which always return to Allah with repentance. These are the white hearts. At the beginning, let us learn about the characters of those whom they have these white hearts. The first and the most important character to have a white heart is the realization of the unaccountable blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This character will be the fundamental for the rest of the characters. In reality, many of us are believing that they are unlucky. Life didn't give them anything which they were looking for. They always feel that, why I am always the one who is not having any worldly enjoyment, and so of these unthankful words. Many of the people, when they talk, they clarify the reality which they have in their hearts related to their luck in life, related to that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't give them any of their dreams to become real. You know, these kind of feelings. Okay, so in order to have a white heart, you must not have any of these feelings in your heart. How I can get rid of these feelings, and how I can have the most important fundamental base for the white heart? It is through the realization and remembrance of Allah's blessings. Actually, now I will discuss with you the effect of this. When I realize and remember Allah's blessing, this will affect me in two ways. Number one, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, I will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because when I realize that every blessing which I have is out of Allah's mercy, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not pushed or is not supposed to give us anything. Whatever Allah is giving us in this life, it is out of His mercy. So long I feel and I realize how much blessings Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering me with, immediately I will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the effect of the realization and remembrance of Allah's blessing. Number one, you will love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will strive for obeying His commands, and also you will strive to be away from what Allah prohibits. You will follow the right path. But you will follow the right path choosing to follow the right path, loving to follow the right path because you love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number two, when you realize and remember Allah's blessing, you will be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for that blessing. How can I thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessing? I can thank Allah for His blessing through using these blessings for the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay, so this is number one regarding the realization and remembrance of Allah's mercy, how it will affect my heart. The second effect of realization and remembrance of Allah's blessing on the believer heart is that the believer heart will realize the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because Allah is the one who is creating all the blessings. Allah is the one who is controlling all the blessings. So you will feel how powerful is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you will believe in the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will live a state of admission of the rights of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is number one, believe in the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, worship none but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, believe that in this life I am just a slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When you have these beliefs clear in your spirit, practically you will live the trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, acceptance of Allah's decree, you will be patient with every hardship, you will have taqwa, fear of Allah in your heart, and you will repent to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala when committing anything. Again, you will be living the right path of Islam and belief. But again and again, it is all through the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the appreciation of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are not pushed, okay, to obey Allah, or you don't have to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but all your relation with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be through the love. And the love is the only way for any relation to be permanent and to be effective. So in this life, if you can have the relation of love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this inshaAllah will be your way for the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and following the right path and living in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So now we will learn the laws which will help me to realize and remember Allah's blessing. The first law is that every blessing is from Allah. When I will realize that every blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, this will help me to love Allah and to obey Him. Okay, you will ask me, Sister Mona, can you give us the proof that every blessing is in this life is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Because this is the rule of the Quran in the life of the believer. It is the book of the rules, which will control your life and will lead you to love Allah and to live a life of mercy through your love to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will take care of you, of your spirit, of your life, of your decree, of everything, because you love Him. When you love Him, He will love you. And this is the best life in actually which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can allow any believer to live. So let us first have the proofs for the Quran, from the Quran for every law. Number one, every blessing is from Allah. When someone will tell you why you love Allah so much, she will tell her sister, look around you and mention to me any blessing and I will prove to you that it is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is showering me with His blessings. Now we will read from Surah An-Nahl, Surah number 16, verse number 53, to know the proof of that. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وما بكم من نعمة فمن الله.
And whatever blessings and good things you have, it is from Allah.
Okay. So alhamdulillah, this is the proof that all the blessings which we are having in this life is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us know about these blessings which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering us with. Now we will read from Surah Az-Zumar, Surah number 39, verse number 62, alhamdulillah, for that all the blessings in this life are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Surah number 39, verse number 62.
It's 69?
Surah number 39, verse number 62. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. الله خالق كل شيء. الله خالق كل شيء وهو على كل شيء وكيل. Surah number.
Allah is the creator of all things, and He is the
Wakil.
Okay. over all things.
Okay. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of all things. So long Allah is the creator of all things, so this means that all the blessings in this life are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the guardian over all things. Again, in the same surah, the next verse, verse number 63, in the first part, Allah said about Himself, لَهُ مَقَالِيدُ السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. To Him belongs the keys of the heavens and the earth. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the owner of everything. So all the blessings in this life are owned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah is allowing us to have it as trust in our life again and again. Every blessing is from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we will read about the second law, was in Surah Ibrahim, Surah number 14, verse number 34, to know about the second law related to realization and remembrance of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. I will read it because it's... And He gave you of all that you asked for, and if you count the blessings of Allah, never will you be able to count them. Okay? This is the second law, which we must realize and remember, that if we try to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, never we will be able to count them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again is informing us in Surah Luqman, verse number 20, about more and more about the blessings which we can't account. So we will read now from Surah Luqman. Surah Luqman, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim.
Which number is that?
Yes, I will tell you. Surah Luqman, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Number 31, verse number 21. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So now we will know more and more about the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again from Surah number 31, verse number 20. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Alam taraw anna Allah sakhara lakum ma fi al-samawati wa ma fi al-ard wa asbagha alaykum ni'amahu zahiratan wa batina. See you not, O man, that Allah has subjected for you whatsoever is in the heavens and whatsoever is in the earth, and He has completed and perfected His graces upon you, both apparent and hidden. So in this verse of the Quran, Allah is clarifying to us that His graces or His blessings are apparent and hidden. Some of them are apparent for us. A lot of them are hidden for us. So again and again we are living the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while we are not aware of some of these blessings. I am clarifying to you, sisters, how the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are unaccountable and how some of them are hidden for us. We don't know them. Actually, in this verse of the Quran, Allah is teaching us that He has completed and perfected His graces upon us. And as I clarified to you that some of these blessings are hidden, for example, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the universe, you know, there are some hidden blessings which we don't know. They are helping us to live a good life on the earth. Regarding the apparent blessings, these are the health and the wealth. You know, these are apparent blessings. Let us today remember shortly. You know, I will not discuss in details about the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this class because I already discussed these blessings in detail when we were learning about the belief in the oneness of Allah, Allah the creator of everything in the heavens and in the earth. But just today I will remind every one of us shortly about some of the unaccountable blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala so that we can be aware of the good life we have and never to say I am unlucky. We will read now from Surah An-Nahl, Surah number 16. We will read from verse 10 to verse 18. Actually, this surah has another name known to those whom they know the meaning of the Quran. Its name is the Surah of the Blessings, because it is full of the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now we will read from Surah number 16, from verse 10 to verse 10 to verse 18. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم هو الذي أنزل من السماء ماء لكم منه شراب ومنه شجر فيه تسيمون ينبت لكم به الزرع والزيتون والنخيل والأعناب ومن كل الثمرات إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يتفكرون وسخر لكم الليل والنهار والشمس والقمر والنجوم مسخرات بأمره إن في ذلك لآيات لقوم يعقلون وما ذرأ لكم في الأرض مختلفا ألوانه إن في ذلك لآية لقوم يذكرون وهو الذي سخر البحر لتأكلوا منه لحما طريا وتستخرجوا منه حلية تلبسونها وترى الفلك مواخر فيه ولتبتغوا من فضله ولعلكم تشكرون وألقى في الأرض رواسي أن تميد بكم وأنهارا وسبلا لعلكم تهتدون وعلامات وبالنجم هم يهتدون أفمن يخلق كمن لا يخلق أفلا تذكرون وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الله لغفور رحيم.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. He it is who sends down water from the sky. From it you drink, and from it the vegetation on which you send your cattle to pasture. With it he causes to grow for you the crops, the olives, the date palms, the grapes, and every kind of fruit. Verily, in this is indeed an evident proof and a manifest sign for people who give thought. And he has subjected to you the night and the day, and the sun and the moon, and the stars are subjected by his command. Surely in this are proofs for people who understand. And whatsoever he has created for you on the earth of varying colors, vegetation and fruits, and from animals, verily in this is a sign for people who remember. And he it is who has subjected the sea, that you eat thereof fresh, tender meat, and that you bring forth out of it its ornaments to wear, and you see the ships plowing through it, that you may seek of his bounty, transporting the goods from place to place, and by that you may be grateful. And he has affixed into the earth mountains standing firm, lest it should shake with you, and rivers and roads, that you may guide yourselves, and landmarks, and by the stars they guide themselves. Is then he who creates as one who creates not? Will you not then remember? And if you would count the favors of Allah, never could you be able to count them. Truly Allah is oft forgiving, most merciful.
So I think, sisters, the verses of the Quran is already clarifying to us that the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are uncountable. We cannot count them. And inshallah, I will clarify to you in some details about some of these blessings, which we actually live with it every day, but we never appreciate it as a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Number one, the rain. The rain actually is the source of the soft water which we drink. The rain is the water of the clouds, which Allah sends to us from the sky with due measures, in order to know about the rain, the blessing, the great blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in some details. We will read now from Surah number 23, Surah Al-Mu'minun, verse number 18 and 19, and then also we will read from Surah 65. I actually want to pause a little bit with the rain, because it is always there and we never appreciate it as a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So let us read now from Surah number 23, Surah Al-Mu'minun, verse number 18 and 19. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وأنزلنا من السماء ماء بقدر فأسكنناه في الأرض وإنا على ذهاب به لقادرون فأنشأنا لكم به جنات من نخيل وأعناب لكم فيها فواكه كثيرة ومنها تأكلون.
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. And we sent down from the sky water in measure, and we gave it lodging in the earth, and verily we are able to take it away. Then we brought forth for you therewith gardens of date palms and grapes, wherein is much fruit for you, and whereof you eat.
So let us always appreciate the rain as a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because actually it is the source of many of the food which we are always in need of. And actually now we will learn about the importance of the rain and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one controlling it. We will read now from, so that we can appreciate it, we will read from Surah Al-Waqi'ah, Surah number 56, verse number 68 and 69. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الله الرحمن الرحيم أفرأيتم الماء الذي تشربون أأنتم أنزلتموه من المزن أم نحن المنزلون.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. In them will be fruits and date palms and pomegranates.
68. Again, the English translation of Surah number 56, verse number 68 and 69.
A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Then tell me about the water you drink. Is it you who cause it from the rain clouds to come down, or are we the causer of it to come down?
You see, this is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is actually reminding us about the blessing of having the rain, and reminding us that He is the one who is causing it to come down. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the creator of everything. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the source of all the blessings in this life. Now we will learn about a very important blessing in our life, which is the food which we eat. We will read now from Surah Yasin, Surah number 36, verse number 33 and 34. Again and again, sisters, we are reading from different surahs of the Quran and many verses of the Quran, so that you realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us always in the Quran about these blessings, so that through these blessings we can believe in His oneness and we can love Him and we can live Islam as a way of life. So now we will read from Surah number 36, Surah Yasin. We will read verse number 33 and 34. أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وآية لهم الأرض الميتة أحييناها وأخرجنا منها حبا حبا فمنه يأكلون وجعلنا فيها جنات من نخيل وأعناب وفجرنا فيها من العيون ليأكلوا من ثمره وما عملته أيديهم أفلا يشكرون. We will read verse 33, 34 and 35.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And a sign for them is the dead land,
We give it life, and we bring forth from it grains, so that they eat thereof. And we have made therein gardens of date palms and grapes, and we have caused springs of water to gush forth therein, so that they may eat of the fruit thereof, and their hands made it not. Will they not then give thanks?
Okay. Actually, sisters, I will tell you the meaning of these two verses of the Quran so that we always appreciate the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding our food, and we always remember the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator of everything. Actually, we must always admit that everything around us in the universe speaks about Allah's blessing. We only need to look to the land in front of us and how we can see it dead, lifeless, lacking of a drop of water. Then we see it producing grains and adorned with gardens of dates and grapes. Springs of water gush through it, and in no time it is full of life. Life, the miracle which no man can produce. It is Allah's hand that produces miracles, initiating life in what has been dead. The land was dead, but it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through His power that He initiated the life in the dead land. Then the plant will start to grow, and the flowers and the gardens will start to grow, and we will eat the fruits of these gardens. We must always appreciate the wonderful creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we must realize that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is actually allowing this, allowing us to have these blessings, and we must be always thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for these blessings. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now we will learn about a very important blessing in our life, which is the blessing of Allah regarding the home comfort. And actually, at the beginning, we must all agree that the ease, comfort, and reassurance one has at home are a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Okay? Sometimes the people will think that I am the one who work hardly so that I collect this amount of money to buy the house. So how the house is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? You see, this is some of the people, the materialistic people, whom they don't understand anything. The one who allows you to work is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who allows you to collect the money is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The one who allows you to own the house is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the most important question regarding to the house, that there is a difference between a house and a home. The home is the place of the reassurance, the place of the peace, the place of the rest, the place of the comfort. The house is a building of stones. Everyone can buy a house, but not everyone can have a home. This is the importance of believing that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who is showering us with all the blessings. The house is from Allah, but the most important is the comfort, the peace, the reassurance, which only the believers can find in their homes. Now we will read from the Quran about this blessing from Surah An-Nahl, Surah number 16, verse number 80 and 81. Now we will read from Surah 16, verse number 80 and 81. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Allahu ja'ala lakum min biyutikum sakana, wa ja'ala lakum min juludil an'ami biyutan tastakhifunaha yawma dha'nikum wa yawma iqamatikum. ومنها وأوبارها وأشعارها أثاثا ومتاعا إلى حين والله جعل لكم مما خلق ظلالا وجعل لكم من الجبال أكنانا وجعل لكم سرابيل تقيكم الحر وسرابيل تقيكم بأسكم كذلك يتم نعمته عليكم لعلكم تسلمون.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. And Allah has made for you in your homes an abode, and made for you out of the hides of cattle dwelling, which you find so light when you travel, and which you stay. And of their wool, fur, and hair, furnishings and articles of convenience, comfort for a while. And Allah has made for you out of that which He has created shades, and has made for you places of refuge in the mountains, and has made for you garments to protect you from the heat, and coats of mail to protect you from your violence. Thus does He perfect His favor unto you, that you may submit yourselves to His will.
Actually, the Islamic view of the home is that it is the place of security, peace, comfort, rest, and reassurance. In the home, one should feel at ease, safe, and secure. The home is the protection, and it is also the shelter against the rain, the wind, the hot, and the cold weather. In these verses of the Quran, Allah mentioned the garments, the mountains, and the shelter. Regarding the shelter, it is the source of feeling safe. As for the mountains, they are the place of relaxation. You can appreciate your home when you remember the homeless, the people who don't have a shelter to protect them or a private space to have peace and security in. The great blessing which we always forget regarding the guarding angels, which every one of us has, Allah has mentioned about them in Surah number 13, Surah Al-Ra'd, verse number 11, a fact which most of the Muslims are not aware of, and a blessing which most of us actually don't know it, because this is one example of the hidden blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We will read now from Surah number 13, verse number 11. الله الرحمن الرحيم له معقبات من بين يديه ومن خلفه يحفظونه من أمر الله.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. For him there are angels in succession, before and behind him. They guard him by the command of Allah.
Actually, these are the angels, the guardians, that follow every human being, recording every little detail, including thoughts and feelings. And actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned to us about them in this verse of the Quran. And we have to believe in this and not to have question about these angels, because this is in the unseen of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just we believe that they are around us and they are guardians and they are a form of the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Let us look to our bodies and remember our blessings towards our creation. We again will read from Surah An-Nahl, the Surah of the Blessings of Allah, Surah number 16, verse number 78, to know about the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding our body. Surah number 16, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, verse number 78, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. والله أخرجكم من بطون أمهاتكم لا تعلمون شيئا وجعل لكم السمع والأبصار والأفئدة لعلكم تشكرون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. And Allah has brought you out from the wombs of your mothers while you know nothing. And He gave you hearing, sight, and hearts that you might give thanks.
Actually, regarding the blessings of our body, they are blessings which are close to us, yet it is so far away from us. We may see through the ultrasound the different stages of the fetus, but we don't know how these stages are actually accomplished, because it is part of the secret of life which is known to Allah alone. Every pregnant woman, she is after following the growth of her baby with the ultrasound. Okay? And this is very important. And in the at the end of pregnancy, the follow-up, you know, will be more close. Okay, because, you know, the physician will be after being sure that the baby is complete, the weight is okay, the length is okay, there is no congenital anomaly, everything is all right, you know, and the position of the baby, you know, is a good one for delivery. But actually, we don't have time to think how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is creating that baby, how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give life to this baby. This is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the miracle of life which only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows. And actually, this is the reality which every pregnant woman must be busy with during her pregnancy, trying to reflect on the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, trying to be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He is allowing her to have a new life in her life out of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a baby, the source of love, the source of strength of the family, a future for her and her husband, and also a good deed, inshallah, and a way to the paradise. Every mother must think of the pregnancy with this way, that it is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But actually, I don't think that this is the reality in our life. We never think of Allah and of the blessing of Allah. We just think of who is the physician, what is the best hospital, who is the best doctor, how can I have the baby in the best shape through the food, the drink, the medicine, whatever. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the creator, the source of the blessing, we always forget Him. And again in this class, we are after remembering the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we must realize a very important fact, which actually nowadays especially we need to remember that Allah is saying that, and Allah has brought you out from the wombs of your mother while you know nothing. Okay? Allah is creating all mankind devoid of all the knowledge. Even the most advanced scientist, he is still born devoid of knowledge. Whatsoever he or other subsequently learn is given to them as a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and within the limits He has set for the mankind to have. This is very important for those whom the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is allowing them to have the knowledge and to become the best scientist and the best gynecologist and the best pediatrician. And then when you tell them these are the health of the baby, the growth of the baby, and actually when the baby is starting to talk and to actually to grow in a good way, you start to tell them this is a blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will not agree with you. They will tell you this is, actually we learn all of this because of our studying in faculty of medicine and because of the research work which we spend millions and trillions on the research work. This is all is nonsense. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will not allow mankind to have any knowledge, mankind will never have any knowledge, because Allah is the creator of the mankind. Allah is the creator of everything. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't want my mind to understand anything or whatever, I will not understand it. I can try to read Arabic or whatever language, I will not understand it. And none can understand it except when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will allow us to have this kind of knowledge. So again and again, every one of us, especially the highly educated, the very prestigious people, they must always admit that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala who is allowing us for the knowledge and for the qualification, because we all are created devoid of any knowledge. No one is created having any knowledge. It is the blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is reminding us in the same verse of the Quran about the blessings of hearing, sight, having minds. Okay? The minds and the hearts, are from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and try to look around you, and you can notice that there are human beings whom they are created having actually some problems related to their hearts, related to their minds, related to the hearing. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, out of His mercy and His wisdom, is testing these people with the lack of these blessings. Again and again, everyone whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showering her with these blessings, she must be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, returning all the blessings to Allah, the source of all the creations on the earth. At the end, let us remember the following great blessing, which is mentioned in Surah number 16, again, Surah Al-Nahl, verse number 72. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Now we will read from Surah number 16, verse number 72. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Wallahu ja'ala lakum min anfusikum azwaja, wa ja'ala lakum min azwajikum banina wa hafada, wa razaqakum min at-tayyibat, afa bil batili yu'minun, wa bi ni'matillahi hum yakfurun.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. And Allah has made for you azwaj of your own kind, and has made for you from your wives sons and grandsons, and has bestowed on you good provision. Do they then believe in false deities and deny the favor of Allah?
Okay, actually, the meaning of this verse is that humans are mortal, so they feel that their lives continue through their children and grandchildren. A great feeling of belonging, love, sharing, and power which man feels through having an extended family. It is the family, the most important source of happiness in the life of mankind. It is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again and again, sisters, we must always actually be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the blessing of having a family, because nowadays most of the families are broken one. Okay, you cannot find always or simply a good family or an extended family or a family which is full of love, affection and mercy. This is not around nowadays mostly, because human beings are not actually thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding this blessing, and because of that, and this is the rule of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when you don't thank for a blessing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remove it. And because a human being don't appreciate having families, nowadays mostly they are the broken families. Again and again, actually, from the Quran, from the experience of life, and from the rules of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the family is the most important source of happiness in life, and the family actually is the most important corner, you know, in Islam. When you want to build a Muslim community, you must have a successful family. If you don't have the family as a successful one, you will never have a successful community, because the community composed of families. And so long the families are broken, the community is broken. And when you look around you and you notice that nowadays most of the communities are broken, it is because of the broken families. So when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower you with a blessing to have a successful family, a lovely family, members of the family whom they love each other, care for each other, obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this is a great blessing from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So again and again, sisters, let us remember the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, there is the greatest blessing in this life. Inshallah, I will mention it in detail next week, inshallah. But at the end, I want you to learn about some realities related to the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you have food in your refrigerator, if you have clothes on your body, and if you have a roof and a place to sleep, you are richer than 75% of the people in this world. Can you imagine this reality? 75% of the people in our world, they don't have food in their refrigerator all the time. They don't have clothes on their body, and they don't have a roof or a place to sleep. This means that a house which is having a roof. Actually, it was one of my experiences in life that I come to know people whom they don't have a refrigerator, whom they don't have a clothes, and whom they don't have a shelter to live in. And they are Muslims, and they are orphans. Okay? So this is a true statement, that if you have these three, you are richer than 75% of the people in the world. If you have money in the bank, in your wallet, or you have a spare change in a dish someplace, you are one of the top 8% people, the wealthy people in this life. You see? This is the reality. This is the reality. Don't only look on the very rich people in America, or rich people in Egypt, or rich people in the Gulf area. These are not, you know, the majority of the people. There are people in Africa, millions and millions, whom they don't have a refrigerator or clothes or a place to sleep in Africa, in Asia, in South America, and in United States of America. There are still people whom they are very poor. So if you have money, okay, just little amount of money, be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because you are one of the top 8% of the wealthy people. If you wake up in the morning with more health than illness, you are more blessed than millions in this life. If your parents are still alive and still married, you can be counted amongst the very few. If you are married and having a healthy child, you are blessed over millions of people. If you hold your head with a smile on your face and you are truly thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are blessed, because the majority, they can smile, but most do not. Okay? And if you want to know the best blessing ever, please listen to my next class, inshallah, next week. Okay? So again and again, sister, at the end of this class, pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make you always live this life with one impression or one belief or with one clear fact in your heart. I am living in the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything I have in this life is out of the mercy of the most merciful Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I love Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I am appreciating the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. O Allah, the most merciful, all thanks are to you, because you are the source of all the blessings for me and for all the mankind. And let us make the dua, inshallah.